Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Aleph. We are on Kuf Nun Aleph, 5 lines from the top. Again, we'll learn today's daf for Schus for Refu Shlema for Shana Basia Bas Rachel Devora. So we are in the middle of discussing what is included in the word Nichsei. When someone says, I'm selling Nichsei, I'm giving Nichsei to, the word Nichsei, what does that include? So to Behema. So Behema Nikre Ichsei. Behema is also called Nichasim, it's also called property. And therefore, when you say Nichsei is sold or given, it's included. And how do we know Behema is Ikri Nichsei? Ditanan, because we have a Mishnah in Shkalim. Hamakdish Nichasov, someone who's Makdish, who sanctifies his property, Nichasov. Bahaiso Bahen, Behema Ru'uya Legabi Mizbeach. And amongst his property are animals that are ripe to go onto the Mizbeach. So if they're Zacharim, if they're males, Zacharim Olos, Nikevos, if they're Zecharim, then they can go on the Mizbeach as an Olos. And if they're Nikevos, and therefore they're not royal to be an Olos, only royal to be a Shlamim, so then Yimkru Letzarech is if a Shlamim. Then you should sell them, and with that money go use to bring with them, to bring Shlamim. I guess you should sell them to people who need to bring Shlamim, I think, and then with the money that's bought, you can use them by Olos. So you see here that Behema, the point being is that Behema is including the Chasim, if you send the Chasim. Ofo Nikre Nichsein. Ofos birds are also included in the Chasim. Ditnan. We have the following Mishnah. This is, I think, the next Mishnah in Shkalim. Yeah, it's the next Mishnah. Hamakdish Nichasav Vahayu. It's the fourth parak in Shkalim. Vahayu Bahen Devarim Haruim Ligavim Zbeach. If you are Makdish Nichasim and amongst your Nichasim are things that are roy to go on the Zbeach. For example, Yenos, wine, Shmanim, oil, Vofos, and birds. So again, when we say Nichasim, included in there is birds. Tefillin ikri nichsei. Tefillin are also called nechassim. I'm not exactly sure what we're leaving out. But tefillin are also included in nechassim. Ditznan, because this is a Mishnah in Erechin, I think. Yeah. Right? So a person who's makdish nechassim.
I don't understand the word nechassim. It's property. It's property.
So what's included?
What else would you call it?
Because you only, again, you have to go by what people call things. So some things are excluded. We'll see in a moment whether we have something that might be excluded. Fill in ikrain, again, words have meaning. So what do the words mean?
I own cattle, so it's not my property.
So if you say nechassim, does it include yavadim? Or yavadim include nechassim? Or what? Some things may not be. Your karka may not be considered nechassim because that's karka. That's not nechassim. What's included is not included. You have to know. You have to know what the contract is. You can't have doubt when it comes to a contract. I just leave for litigation. And we don't want the lawyers to make more money. So that's why you have to be careful.
Yeah, you don't? No.
Apparently not. Tefillin ikri nechsei. Tefillin are also called nechassim. The Tanan, the Mishnah Erechin, makdish nechassav. If you're makdish nechassav, and so ma'alin lo tefillin. So you have to, they evaluate the value of the tefillin as well. Because in order to, you have to evaluate, and he has, that goes into the amount that he would have to pay. Right, Rashbam says, the Tanan Sechaz Erechin, ha makdish nechassav ma'alin tefillin, klomer, af tefillin hektish. Even tefillin become hektish. Uma'alim lo bedamim, and you have to figure out what their value is. Upodim b'shaveim, and then he has to be pod them, otherwise he can't use them anymore. He has to redeem them. Alma midchal layo hektish, since hektish is chal on them, mikri nichse, shaharei nechassav hektish, because he was makas all nechassim, and included are tefillin. You might think that tefillin is not something that's included, because why would you want to be makas nechassim? Why would you want to be makas tefillin? You can't use your tefillin, so that you have to wear it all the time. I mean, not just every day, you're supposed to wear it all the time. Right, so Yibayilu, they ask a Shiloh, Sefer Torah Mai. What about the Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah included in the Lashon of Nechassim. Here we have a suffix. Do we say, number one, or do we say, Kevan de lo mizdabin de asal hazvune? Do we say, it's not considered Nechassim, because it's not something you can sell, because you're not allowed to sell it. Til Kevan de lo mizdabin de asal hazvune, because it's asr to sell, so therefore, lav nechsehu, it's not included in your Lashon of Nechassim. Old Dilmore, maybe you say Kevan Dimizdabin Lomotor Lisha. There are two exceptions where you may sell a Sefer Torah. That's to learn Torah and to marry a woman, then maybe they are considered the Chasim. So where do we categorize it? Is it something that's usur? Is it something that's usur with two exceptions? Or something that's permitted to be sold in two instances? So here we say Teku, here's a Shaila as to whether or not that's included. I don't know how you would paskin that if someone does that and he has a Sefer Torah, maybe it's a suffix, and therefore Motz Mechaber Ol Varayah, the Lokeach won't be able to take it. That would probably be the psak. Okay, Simon Zutra Ema the Amram Itarte Achvasa Rav Tovi Rav Dimi Rav Yosef. So now the Gemara is going to bring Remember we mentioned yesterday the woman who's mavreches, which is basically she's hiding her assets from her, probably her second husband, which is hiding her assets from her husband, right? So Amy de Rav Zutra bar Tov, people do that all the time and hide their assets in order to give them Medicare, but now it's like a prenup, based essentially. So Amy de Rav Zutra bar Tovya kazvinu l'nichsa, that so she wrote over her nechasim l'Rav Zutra bar Tovya. So she was getting married. The mother of Rav Zutra bar Tovya wrote, so she wrote over her nechasim to her son, Rav Zutra bar Tovya. Why? The boy in Subele le Rav Zvid. She wanted to marry Rav Zvid. And I guess she didn't want that Rav Zvid would be zocha in her nechasim by eating the peros of the nechasim alug, whatever. So she tried to hide, right? She tried to make this trust to get it outside to hide the assets. So afterwards, in Suba, so she got married to Rav Zvid, Vigersha, and then she was divorced. She got divorced after some time, and now she's basically she's divorced, so she's going back to her son to get her Ratatlan back. Right? Rashbam says, he says, V'igrisha, right? V'tova nachsam ibna. And she wants her nechasim back from her son. So Amra le Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. Sorry, I skipped something. So it's a v'igrisha. Asi le kamed Rav Bibi bar Abaye. So they came before Rav Bibi bar Abaye. To be Toveya, her son, Rav Zutra, to give her back to Nechasim. So Amar, so Rav Bibi says, no, Mishum Insuvei Va Insuva, which I'm not sure what it means. She basically says, you lost it. You gave this money on condition that you get married, and you got married. I think he misread the whole situation. Right, Rashbam says, Va Insuva, Uvehivsida the Karna Bina. You lost it because your son was mocking it. The Loahane Gilui Daita, and what you stated that it's your gilu das that you wanted just to hide it from your husband, that was doesn't work. That it was only if you didn't get married to Rav Zvid, then the matana wouldn't be valid. But now that you got married, this kaima hamatana, the matana is valid, and therefore it's his. So Gemara says, so Amalei Rav Huna Breda Rav Yoshua Mishum Da Asa Mimulai. Amriso milei mulaisa, because again we mentioned this case mulai, whether it's from a place or you come from a place where people are cut off and bnei eli, what you, basically you're saying silly things because you come from this terrible place. Rashbam says the via mishpachas beis eli. He says you're coming from a place where people get cut off. You're saying words that are cut off. You're saying words that are mumin. He says this is wrong. Hani mili, right? Hafilu lamanda ama mavrechas kani. Even according to the Chachamim, the Gemara Ksuvos, who say that if you're makne nechasim in order to hide him from the husband, she can't retract, right? So therefore, the gift receiver is kone. Hani mili hecha delo gaile daita. That's something where she doesn't reveal her das, reveal her intention as to why she's doing it. Aval hacha gaile daita dimishim insubehu. It's basically a trust that's only in existence for the sole purpose of hiding the assets from the husband. And when so therefore, she made it clear to us. So now when she gets divorced, she gets the money back, right? Vaha in Sabovig Egrisha. And here she got divorced. So she gets it back, which is what we ever thought, right? Rashbam says, Afil Laman Damar of Rechas Kani, that's not what I want to say. Hani Mili, in the third white line, Hani Mili, the Amir Rabbanan Ratsa Misachik Ba Vikana. That's where she gave it stam, but didn't reveal her intent. And we didn't know that that was the purpose. She didn't state that was the purpose. But when it's clear to us, when she told us, the whole reason why she's hiding her assets is to hide them from the husband, and therefore it's only there to be hidden when she's married. When she gets divorced, it should go back to her. And here she got married and got divorced. So Hakam Odi Rabban Gol Kani Al Yachol Nachasim. It basically just goes back to her, right? It goes back to her. I mean, Ami Hasam. The Kavan the Gali Daisa command the Kasvala Hani Hani Hachi. Is that Hani or Hachi? Command the Kasvala. What was I saying? Your response there. My words cut off. Command the Kasvala. What's that last word? No one has it. Okay. What? In the Rashbam, the last, second to last word of mine is rubbed out. Come on, it's probably hachadami. It must mean that since she revealed her das, it's as if it was written in the contract. Okay.
Does this say similar to Rav's thing yesterday? Rav Zutra doesn't return the thing to his mother?
Same thing.
It's going to be the same kashas that's going to come up. Exactly. I don't have an answer. The same kashas that's going to come up. Money is money. All right? You don't see families fighting over money all the time.
I don't see
you really? You don't see rabbis? You don't see rabbis and rabbanim and rabbeim fighting over money?
Come to Brooklyn.
What are you talking about? Go to his courthouse. Constant.
Why are they going to his court, not to a Beis Din?
What?
That's a good question.
That's a different question. Okay, so go to the Beis Din. What's the difference? You still, there are people, there are Rebbeim and Rebbes fighting over money all the time.
The question gets even stronger.
Right.
Why are they going there?
All the time.
You know why? Because they want to get their money.
Exactly.
Okay, next case. Ema de Rami Bar Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, assumption over here is that she's a Shchiv Meira. So Ema de Rami Bar Chama, but also Kasvinu Nichsa le Rami Bar Chama. So in the morning, she's a Shchiv Meira, so she wrote over her Nechasim to Rami Bar Chama. I'm not sure if it was a Kenyan or not, but probably not. Right, le Rami Bar Chama. Ubitzafra Kasvisnu le Rav Ukra Bar Chama. And at night, I guess she had Charata, she changed her mind, and she wrote on Nechasim to her other son, Ukva. To Ukva. So first she gave it to Rami, then she gave it to Ukva.
Oh, in the night she gave it to Rami, and in the morning... She changed the morning.
Okay. Or he's saying at night, and but Safra is the morning. Bottom line is, she wrote it to one, and then she changed her mind. So Asarami Bar Chama lekamei to Rav Sheshes. Sarami Bar Chama comes to Rav Sheshes and says, "I want it. You know, I got it first. I want the stuff." I guess she must have died.
Yeah, she died.
You must have died. Mar doesn't say it, but evidently she died. Yeah. So Asarami Bar Chama lekamei to Rav Sheshes. Okmei benichsei. And he gave him the chassan, the first guy. So Rav Ukva Bar Chama came to Rav Nachman. So Rav Ukva goes better. He goes to the dayan. He goes to Rav Nachman. Okmei benichsei. And Rav Nachman says, "You get the chassan. Second, you get this. You get it." So now we have machlokes with dayanim. Who's supposed to get it? The first son or the second son? So Asar Rav Sheshes came to Rav Nachman. So Rav Sheshes went to just form shopping. Asar Rav Sheshes came to Rav Nachman. So Rav Sheshes came before Rav Nachman and says, "Why did you give it?" And he asked him, "My time Okmei Mal Rav Ukva Bar Chama." Explain to me, Yipsak. Why'd you give it to the second guy? Imishum the Hadrabel. If you can say it's because she was choser, right? And she gave it to him the second time, so she was choser from the first one. V'hash shchiva. But in the end, she died. And therefore, what? Rishbam says.
The retraction is ineffective.
Yeah, but why? I mean, yeah, just go ahead. But why? So. So, one second. We'll try to find the Rashbam.
No,
Rashbam says Hamesa. The Gemara says Hashriva. The Gemara says Hashriva. So, Hamesa, he says, the Bishlama im lo Mesa. Understand, if she doesn't die, the Rashbam says, if she didn't die, Tanan, lo shir karka kolshu, ein matanasa matana. If she doesn't die, she gets better, then the matana goes back to her. Ukamosha chazer min harishon, kishenas l'sheni. And just like he was chosen in Arishon, Shani, Taksim in Shani Nami Imtir, so she can get it back. Whatever. If she doesn't die, she will get it back. Aval Ata, but now, Shen Mesa, Tiskaya Matana Rishona, Veyikna Rishon. It should only be the first guy should get it. Shirahin Nasna Bimatna Shriv Meira. She gave it over Matana Shriv Meira. Videvareha, Kiksuvimu Kisimusurim Kishen Mesa. So when she dies, the Matna Shriv Meira is Kiksuvimu Kisimusurim. So he has the Kenyan on it. It's almost like retroactively. When she dies, it was no longer hers. It's his from back then. And therefore, she didn't have the ability to transfer it over to the second person.
So you can't change your mind.
That's what she says. That's what he says. Velo arminan, we don't say, he's daitiki mivatelis daitiki. He says, you can't say, like, you know, sometimes you go, will, one will, the second will, battles the first will. He's saying here, no, because the matna shkrimer ksuvim ksuvim dami. And I think what he's saying is that since it's as if the kinyan was made, it's not hers to allow to give it to somebody else, which doesn't make sense because it doesn't, matana's not chal until she dies, which is probably where Rav Nachman comes from. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Sheshes, no, Hachi Amar Shmuel, kol she'ilu amad choser, choser motanaso. In any instance where if she would, or the Shkrimiro would get better, the Shkrimiro would be allowed to retract, meaning in the case where you give all the nechassim away, so therefore she can be choser in the matana. So if she gave all her nechassim to A, she has the right to retract and give all her nechassim to B. She has that right.
It's only dependent on after she dies.
Well, that's what I just said, but they don't seem to be saying that. Rashbam says kol shil amod v'zosa isha me'achashim amda ha'iso choseres. This woman, if she would have gotten better, the gift would have returned to her. Ho ila chazarasa min arishon. So her retraction from the first one also works. Afal pisha mesa v'kana sheni v'kena lacha because of Rav Nachman. It says if the ability you do have the ability to retract, so long as you could retract if you survived. As long as the case where you gave it in a such a way that if you survived, the gift would be retracted, you have the right, while you're still alive, to retract it as well.
So Shimra cannot retract?
Shimra can retract.
As long as she's still alive. She's
a, right.
She changed it now three times.
Yeah. Seems to hear that you can retract. As long as you had the ability to, as long as if you would have survived, it would have gone back to you, then you have the ability to retract it while you're there.
I thought it's like a Kenyan though.
What?
When she says it, it's like anybody says it, it's like a...
Right, so I think the machlokas is, well, and I'm not saying I didn't see this, I think the machlokas is one's chal. If it's chal retroactively, like Rav, then the whole like Rav Sheshes, then that was, he was kone to the first person at that moment, she has no rights or ability to own it anymore to transfer to somebody else. So Nachman's going to be saying like the way you're saying, no, it's really only chal upon the death. So therefore, up to the death, she has the ability to change her mind. Okay, so Rav Sheshes doesn't give up. He says, "Amar d'amar Shmuel la'atzmo la'achar mi'amar." Wait, Shmuel said maybe all that was Shmuel said was that la'atzmo, meaning he can retract it and keep it to the Tzvi Amar, can keep it of himself. Did he really say that you can retract it and give it to a third party, to another recipient? So Rav says, "Yes." Amalei b'feir shomer Shmuel bein la'atzmo bein la'achar. Yeah, Shmuel said for sure. If you have the ability, if you would have survived, it goes back to you. It's still completely in your control, and therefore you have the ability to retract and divvy it up and give it to somebody else. Okay.
But he
hold
that he could have given it to the second person.
Rav Nachman says that. Yeah. Yeah. And Rashbam says, v'chein halacha. Okay.
That's the halacha?
Always. That's what Rashbam says. Usually we pass like Rav Nachman in Dinam. Okay. Ema de Rav Amram Chasida Havala Miloga Dishtaroi. So the mother of Rav Amram the Chasid had a barrel or a basket filled with, what does he say, Maloga? Log is like a load, right? It's a barrel.
Krach,
so staros. Okay, a pouch, yep. Inami nartak male staros. Bunch of documents. I guess whoever gets, there's a lot of IOUs. So whoever gets, the bottom line is, whoever gets this pouch has a lot of money coming to him. So, kikach shava, I guess she was dying. Amra lahavi la'amam b'rei. These staros, to go to my son Amram. Assumption being here, I guess, that these are the only property that she has. Right, Rashbam's, or she made a kinyan. Hani la Amram bini, kigon shakanu miyada, inami belong kinyan, ugon delo shayar midi. So either she made a kinyan, or this was the only everything she had. So what happens? Asru achua likamed Rav Nachman. So the brothers of Amram come before Rav Nachman, and they want a portion of it. Because they see that Rav Amram doesn't get everything. The Amrulay, and they say, the Halo Mashach. He didn't make a kinyan. Rashbam says, Halo Mashach Rav Amram Hay Mulogo Dishtari Bichaye. He never made a kinyan. I don't know, I have to Meshicha, maybe Hagbah would work. He basically saying that since Rav Amram didn't do a kinyan, because I guess they felt, I don't know, right? Rashbam just said before he did make a kinyan. But they felt that even though they made a takan of Shchiv Meirah by Amir Bravad, nevertheless the difference might be by a star. Because since a bari can't be makne ashtar without ksiva and mesira, so to the shchiv meirah doesn't have to do it as well either, right? He has to do this meshicha. So amrolei, so Rav Nachman says, "Bethan, you're wrong." Divrei shchiv meirah k'ksuvim k'sumim dami. The words of the shchiv meirah are k'ksuvim u'k'mesurim dami, which basically I think meant to me that you don't need a kinyan. Basically, the words of the shchiv meirah are in lieu of the kinyan. Me the rabbanan, they say they're in lieu of the kinyan, and therefore it says if the kinyan was made. I don't think it means that it's not necessary to make a kinyan. I think it may mean that the words are the kinyan, so to speak.
What would happen if it wasn't in writing?
What?
What would happen if it wasn't in writing?
What wasn't in writing?
This he says, K. Kansan keeps saying it was in writing.
Where?
Where did it say it's in writing?
What do you mean? He said
he kicks them. It's
like
it's written.
It's
like it's written. It says if it is written.
Oh. So it's not written.
Right. Right, but so if you say k'suvim u'sumim dami only upon the misa, so therefore up to the point of the misa, you have control over it.
Yeah. Okay.
What? But the kinyan's not chal; it's not going to be chal until the death. So up to the death, you can make the kinyan elsewhere. But upon death, you don't need any other kinyan to establish the transfer because those words that he said are the kinyan. Okay. Next case. Achosei de Rav Tovi Bar Masna kasvidnu lenichsa the Rav Tovi Bar Masna b'tzafra. So the sister of Rav Tovi, the son of Rav Masna, wrote all her nechassim in a matna shchimera. So she wrote them over to him, the Rav Tovi Bar Masna, in the morning. Lepanya asa, and then at night came to her, Rav Achdevoy bar Rav Masna. Her other brother, Rav Achdevoy, came over to her, Bachala, and cried to her. She must have been the rich sister. The Amra La, we always have the rich aunt, but well, not all of us, but they always hear about the rich aunt, but this is the rich sister, right? The Amra La, Hashna Amri Mar Tsumir Banan, or Mar Lav Tsumir Banan. He complained. Everyone's going to say, you're giving the gift to him, to my brother. They're going to say, oh, you gave it to him because he's a Talmud Chacham. What are they going to think about me? They're going to think I'm a nobody. So, Umar Lav Tsumir Banan. So therefore, Kisvin Tzul Nihile. And so she wrote it over to him. And then she died, I guess. So us came to Rav Nachman. They came for Rav Nachman. Amar le hachem Shmuel kol shi lo amid chozer matanoso. Same din. The chazar is valid. I don't know why she just didn't say half to him and half to the other one. But why didn't she just split it? Why didn't she give it all? Whatever. The people come in. People come in and they play around with the sick person to get. That's where you're supposed to have. It's very. I mean, you know the cases when you go to somebody. Someone says that the 92-year-old woman on her deathbed signed a new will and gave it all the money to her cat. Or gave her all money to, you know, to someone. Right. Then you have a case as to whether or not she had the mental capacity to do it. You're supposed to have witnesses and so on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She gave it over to the cat.
The dog.
And what happened in the end?
She didn't get anything.
Right.
The least thing to the dog.
Nuts. All right. Achsei de Rav Dimi bar Yosef. The sister of Dimi bar... I don't know why they're saying this case again. It's the exact same case that we had before. Right? Isn't the same case that we had before? Just now, the same thing with Rav Sheshes.
Women wielding so much power.
Go home and tell your wife. So, Achdei de Rav Dimi bar Yosef havle piskisa de pardesa. So she had a portion of an orchard. I guess that was her possession, right? Kol emas to have a schalsha, and any time she would get sick, have a maknei nehile. She would be maknei the matna shchiv meira. To her brother, I guess it says over here. The ki kaime, and when she get better, she have a cold, she would mock him over in the chasim, and he would get it. And then ki kaime, Rashbam says, when she would get better, have a hadrava, she would retract and take it back. The shchimei rod gets better. So zim lechad lechalsha. So another time she gets sick, v'sholcholei, and she sends over to Rav Dimi bar Yosef. Sends over to her brother, Toy Knei. Send the shliach over here to be koneh to get it from me. So v'sholach, he sends back lo beina. I don't want to, because what's the point? It's just going through the charade again. You're going to get better and you're going to retract. So sholcholei, she sends back to him. No, I'm serious. Tokni kol hicha debois. Come kone it any way you want. She says, ooh, any way I want. So I'll do it in a way where I can be kone, where when she gets better, she doesn't retract. Which is what way? I'll take only 95% of the property, and she'll keep 5% of the property, and even if she gets better, then she's not chozer. She can't be chozeris.
Does she actually have to retract every time? The fact that she gets better implies...
I don't know. It's a good question. Right, it says over here, havas hadrabe. She would be chozeris. I think she must mean she has the right to. It seems to be over here.
She's healthy,
right. But he's saying, is it automatic or not? I don't know. So zim lechad al chal shav shalchala takay shalach taknei shalach lo beina shalchalei taknei kol hecha the boys. So azil shayara v'kanu minei. So what does he do? He leaves over a bit of it and makes a kinyan. So he does a double whammy. Now it's all mine. So then the next morning, what happens? She gets better. So ki kayima hadrava. She wants it back. Now she wants it all back. So he says, no. So then also the kind of Rav Nachman, she brings him to Dimi for Rav Nachman to say that she get her stuff back. So Shalach Le Ta, Rav Nachman says to Rav Dimi, come to court. Sends him a summons, come to court. Lo Asa, he doesn't come. He goes, why am I supposed to come? I know the halacha, I did it right. What's the point? He says, Amar Ma Aisei, what's the purpose of me coming to Beis Din? There's no din here at all. Hashayara V'kanu Minei. She left over a bit, and I made the kinyan. It's mine. So Shalach Leis. So Rav Nachman says back to Rav Dimi, Ilo Asis, if you don't come, Machina Loch, I'll hit you, Besilva Delo Mabadam. I'll hit you with like thorns or bristles that don't break the skin and cause blood, cause you to bleed, but they hurt you. Which basically means I'm going to hurt you, which means I'll put you, Rosh Hashanah says, I'll put you in Nidui. I'm going to put you in Chayr. You can't violate the summons of Beis Din. You have to come. So he comes. So Amar Luhul Sade, so Rav Nachman asks the witnesses, Heche Havamaisa, what transpired? Give your testimony. How was the gift given? So Amrule, the Edim says, Amrahachi, this is what she said when she sent to her brother, she said the words, "Vai de kamisa hach itasa. Woe is to me that I'm about to die." So Amr Lahu, so Nachman says, therefore her whole gift that she's giving is for the purpose because she thinks she's going to die. Right? Amr Lahu, Im Kain, have a mitzava machmas misa. We have this new category over here of mitzava machmas misa, which sort of, I tried to bring the Shulchan Aruch, we have time. The new category of mitzava machmas misa, which says to us, if we know the whole reason why she's giving the gift is because she's fearful of death, then it can be choser. So the Rashbam, he's going to explain to us.
Excuse me, but she was fearful of death.
No, she wasn't. She was a shchivmira. She was dying, but she didn't specifically state that she's fearful of death. That's the nuance over here. He said that's exactly the nuance. He says, "Vay ki misa hachisa." And I won't see my brother. He doesn't want to come to me. So imkei mitzav machmas misa. He Rashbam says the call mitzav machmas misa. And anyone, when we know explicitly the reason why they're transferring the gift is because of death, because I'm going to die, chozer. He can retract. Bein b'matana b'miksas, bein b'matana below shiur. Even if he does, if it's a matana b'miksas or there's nothing left over, it's a new category over here. Va'afilu kano miyado. And even if there's a kinyan. If they get better, then she gets everything back. Because now we know that the only reason why they made the kinyon was because of fear that she's at the precipice about to die. Because she's complaining about her death at the moment that she makes the command. That's all we'll pass in a moment. So basically, one second. So the way I was saying was that when you have a shchiv, you have different levels now. You have shchiv meirah, who someone's on their deathbed, but doesn't think that they're going to be dying in a moment. They don't think they're going to be dying any moment. They're dying. They're not about to die, as opposed to the mitzvah machmas misa believes that they're about to die and makes it explicit to us that I'm giving this gift because I'm about to die. So it's a higher level of fear of death. Right? How you define it, leave that to the Dayanim, but it's a higher level of the fear of death. So when it comes to a Shchiv Meirah who gives away all the property, so that's evident of the fact that they're fearful of death because they're not leaving anything over for themselves. Because if they get better, they're not going to have anything. So that's, I think that maybe even rises the level of Mitzvah Machmas Misa. But in other instances where they make it explicit, where it's clear that the intent is that the gift is given specifically because there's fear of imminent death, then you can be closer if they get better. But yeah, that's what it says. Right, that's what it says.
No, you answered my question.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand, but how does the second category differ from the ghost says? Well, when you're on imminent death.
You asked me that a couple weeks ago. You asked the same question. A ghost says, I don't think, has the ability to speak. I think a ghost says just like, out.
Category of Shchivara is that higher level?
No, it's not. We just changed it.
He's trying to make a separation.
No, we just changed it. We just changed it.
I said he's trying to make a separation.
No, he's not trying. He did.
But the reality is, if you're standard regular Shchivara that we've talked about for this entire thing,
right?
If he doesn't give away all of it, it's not a Shchivara. If he gives away all of it, it is a Shchivara.
No. It's still a Shchivara. It's not a matter of Shchivara.
Exactly. It's valid. One is valid and one is not.
Correct.
Valid.
And now we have a new category. We didn't change it. We created a new category.
No, you're just defining it more.
No, we're making a new category. It's a new category. Mitzvah Machmas Misa.
What he's saying
is Shchivara is.
No, it's not. That's the whole point of the Gemara here. It changed it. We're making a new category. Shchivara can rise to the level of Mitzvah Machmas Misa if they give everything away. But the Mitzvah Machmas Misa doesn't have to give everything away. It can still retract.
I'm saying, but it's been till now.
So change everything. It's a new category. That's the whole point that's going on here. It's a new category. And now we're going to speak about that. Itmar, we learned in the Beis Medrash. Matnas Shchiv Meirah B'miksas. So if you have a Maksas Matnas Shchiv Meirah B'miksas, you don't give away everything as a Shchiv Meirah. Amru Rabbanan Kamei D'Rav V'Mishmei D'Rav Zut B'Rei D'Rav Nachman D'Amar B'Shmei D'Rav Nachman Harei Hi Kimet Matnas Bari. That is like a Matan of a Bari. V'Hadar Hi Matnas Shchiv Meirah. So it's like a Matnas Bari, meaning it's a valid Matnas Bari, and it's also like a Matnas Shchiv Meirah. How is it like a Matnas Bari? It's like a Matnas Bari, Shim Amar Eino Choser. If he gets better, he's not Choser, because it's only B'miksas. V'arei K'matnas Shchiv Meirah, it's like a Matnas Shchiv Meirah, the low boy kinyon, that you don't have to make a kinyon. So Amar Rava, lo Aminu Lechu, the low titlu buki sirki. I didn't say this, and don't hang empty barrels, meaning don't say these things full of hot air. Don't say these things that Rav Nachman said it. Hacham Rav Nachman, Harei hi kematnas bari by a kinyan. A matnas shchumei beritten b'miksas is like a matnas bari. And therefore, in order for it to be chal, you need to make a kinyan, And if the person gets better, it's not retractable. That's the matna shkivmeira. So Esi Rava la Rav Nachman. So Rava asked Rav Nachman. It's funny. Someone says something in the name of Rav Nachman. Rava defends it, and now Rava asks the kasha on it. So Esi Rava la Rav Nachman. We learned in our Mishnah Shia Karka Kolshehu Matanaso Kayemes. If as long as you leave over some property, you don't give everything. It's a valid matana. You can't be choser. My love lo konamine. It doesn't mention a kinyan in the Mishnah, so he says no. The kanamine. There are cases that there was a kinyan. So Yehachi, if that's the case, that our Mishnah is talking about a kinyan, look at the sefer. Look at the sefer of the Mishnah, which says lo shir karka kolshehu. If you don't leave over anything, and you did a complete divestiture of all your assets, and you got better, a matanaso kayemis. Then a matana is not valid. Well, id kanamine. If the case is where there's a kinyan was made, because the Mishnah's talking about a case of a kinyan, so am I emat anoso kayemes? Who cares that he got better? He made a kinyan. So how does it retract? How can he retract? So Amr Leh, so Rav Nachman answers, Hachi Amr Shmuel, Shmuel says, Shchiv Meirah, a Shchiv Meirah shakasav kol nechasav l'achayrim, a Shchiv Meirah who writes all his nechasim to somebody else, everything, af al pisha konu miyado, even though it was konu miyado, Amad Choser. If he's Omed, he's Choser. Because if you write away all your nechassim, then it's Bayadua Shelo Hayim Mitzava Ela Machmas Misa. It's Bayadua now that he rises to this next level of Mitzava Machmas Misa, and therefore you can retract even with a kinyan. Once you give away all the nechassim, the intent is clear that you are fearful of imminent death. Because you don't care that you're not going to have anything left over. So therefore it rises to this next level, and therefore even if you made a kinyan, you could be Choser. Right, so that's sort of how we learned it originally. But he's saying that you have to. Right, Rashbam says the dual shelo hayakin lemachas misa ho avilish lo shir the alpha pi shelo tziva machas misa behedja. Even if he didn't say it explicitly, like the other case, even though it's like the case of the sister who said it explicitly, here it's implicit in the fact that you give away everything that it's a mitzvah machas misa. Within shchiv mira, you have this other category mitzvah machas misa, and if you get to the category mitzvah machas misa, then you can be chozer even if you only gave a little bit, and you can be chozer even if you made a kinyan. So here he gave everything, made a kinyan, but since he gave everything, it rises to the level of mitzvah machas misa, and therefore you can be retract even with the kinyan. Its significance is only that upon death, the recipient gets it, even if there was no kinyan.
So there really is no need for a kinyan.
There really is no. If you're giving away everything, it seems that there's no need for a kinyan. I agree.
Also, the previous case of Rodini, why is the difference when he makes the kinyan on, she gave away everything. He says, I'm going
to... So he's trying to dot all his I's across all his T's. And Rav Nachman still says it's not enough. That's what Rav Nachman said in the end. He thought, no. He thought that I made the kinyan, I got only partial it. It's all mine. I follow the rules. Rav Nachman says you're forgetting this one nuance about mitzvah machmas misa.
Okay.
Yeah, that to me, that's the funny part. Is right. All of a sudden, like four or five blocks later, we have this new category coming in. Right. So it seems though, but so the only defense I can have is that the Mishnah does say, if you give away all your nechassim,
that to you first place. That is what we've been always describing.
But now we're explaining that creates a subcategory of Shchiv Meirah. That creates the higher level Shchiv Meirah. So the Mishnah does mention the higher level Shchiv Meirah. If you give away all of your nechassim,
exactly.
So Rav Nachman says there are other ways of getting to that higher level besides giving away all your nechassim. If you make it explicit that you're only doing it because of fear of imminent death, that's mitzvah machas misa, and therefore you can retract.
And you can change your mind and give it to another person.
Well, you can always change your mind according to Rav Nachman until the death. Okay. So, Esi Rav Misharsha LaRava. So, Rav Misharsha asked Rava following question for the Mishnah that's going to see in a few days. Maisa B'iman Shel B'nei Rochel. So, this is the mother of the sons of Rochel. I think Rochel is their father's name. That's what the Rashbam says, that Rochel is a father's name. Shahaisach. All right, is that what you said? Yeah, okay. Shahaisach Chole. That she was sick. She was, you know, deathly sick. V'amar Tinasein. Kivinasi Leviti. Basically, says, "Okay, I have all my sons here. Give my jewelry to my daughter." Vehu b'shnei masarmana. It's worth, you know, it's worth 1,200. Sorry, 12 shnei masarmana, 12 mana, which is 1,200 zuz. It's a lot of money, right? Give her umesa, and she dies. V'kimu divarel, and they were mekayim her words, and they gave it to the daughter. So, I think the lashon is mekayim divarel is mashin. They did it without a kinyan. Right, and so you see here that a matna shchiv mira can work even without a kinyan. But how can that be? So the Gemara says again, no, Hasam, the Mitzvah Machwas Misa. Again, over there, it must be that she was Mitzvah Machwas Misa, where she said, you know, Vi, I'm about to die momentarily, give it over. She raised it to the higher level, and therefore it was Mitzvah Machwas Misa. And therefore, even though it's only a partial gift, and there was no Kenyan, it's still valid as a Mamash Kedmira.
Yeah, but also because it's an object.
Yeah, but we never saw a distinction between an object and any other property.
You can't divide, like take 95%.
Forget it. They say we're the Yorshim. She dies. The gift to the daughter should be invalid completely and should go to us. And you can split it. You can always split something. First of all, you can always split something. You can sell it. But here the case is that they want it.
Yeah, but that had a special
sentimental value does not count. When your insurance company comes and your wedding album is destroyed, they're paying you a dollar. Sentimental value means nothing. It means nothing.
What's the brother's claim?
The brother's claim is with the
Yorshim. Yeah.
And she is a matnas chumira, and she only gave partial away, so it should be an invalid gift. And therefore, as the Yorshim, we should inherit the brooch. We should get it.
Why should it be invalid? Because she gifted it to her.
As a matnas chumira, but she did it with b'miksas. A matnas chumira b'miksas. A matnas chumira b'miksas without a kinyan. What? Yeah, maybe there's no kinyan. And here you're saying, we just said you needed a kinyan by matnas. We said you needed a kinyan. That's what we did, right? Right? Our Mishnah was, my lad lo kanamine, and we say, no, the kanamine. That the case is the Kenyan. Oh, the Mishnah is talking about Kenyan. What about the second case? So you need to be Kenyan. There's no Kenyan. So they said, no, here it's Mitzvah Machas Misa. When she makes it explicit, it rises to the level of Mitzvah Machas Misa, and therefore you don't even need a Kenyan.
Yeah,
it's Basin, dummy, he says.
It's like you made it.
But you have to follow the rules. That's only if you gave away everything. So Esi Ravina LaRava. So Ravina says to Rava, Ha'omer Tnu Get Zeli Ishti. Give this get to my wife, or Shtar Shich Rozela Avdi, or give this emancipation document to my servant Umes, and then the person dies. Lo Yitnu La'achar Misa. They weren't able to give the Shtar over until after death. You can't give it because Ain Shtar La'achar Misa. But if he says Tnu Mana Laploni, give $100 to so and so Umes Yitnu La'achar Misa, then you can give it to him after Misa, even after he dies. Must mean he had nothing else. It must be a case where he had other things. So here you see, he said tnu, there was no kinyan, there was only it's only partial without a kinyan, and it's valid. So so maybe they made a kinyan over here. Maybe they made a kinyan. I don't know why the kinyan would make a difference. We've been saying, the kinyan would make a difference, but okay. He says, no, do me the get, ma get la bar kinyan, af hai nami lo kinyan. Here, just like the ratio of the case is by the get, where there was no kinyan, so to here there was no kinyan. So hasam nami, even this Mishnah is be mitzavah machwas mitza. It's mitzavah machwas mitza. And in this case, even if you're shyer, even if you leave over and you don't have a kinyan, it's still a valid gift.
And if she recovers, he gets it back?
If he recovers, he would get it back. Yeah. If he wanted to, I think. So Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Amar, Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says, Mitzavah Machmas Misa, Mitzavah, I think, part Nechasim Machmas Misa, Ba'alma Ba'ina Kinyan. You need a Kinyan. The Ki Tanya Hani Mas Nisa, and what all these other cases were, is Mechali Kol Nechasav, Tahi Mat Neshchim Rosh Avyu. He answers, no, those Mishnayis are not cases. If you, even by Mitzavah Machmas Misa, you would need a Kinyan, if it's partial, and the reason why it worked in all these other Mishnayis is because you gave away everything. That's why you didn't need a Kinyan. V'hilchasa, and what's the halacha the Gemara says? V'hilchasa, matna shchiv meira b'miksas by a Kinyan. If it's just a shchiv meira and you're given b'miksas, that requires a Kinyan. V'afa gav demes, even if he dies, nevertheless, if there was no Kinyan, the gift was invalid. Mitzava machmas misa, if you're mitzava machmas misa, then lo by a Kinyan. Then you don't need a Kinyan, but who demes? That's only b'dafka if he dies. If he doesn't die, then I guess he, but amad, choser, afa gav dekamune. But if it's matzav machas misa and it gets better, even if there is a kinyan, he can be chozer. I guess upon the gift. I guess upon the statement.
Okay, before
you have to, of course, before you have. So this is a couple of minutes. So the Shulchan Aruch, I was trying to figure this out, but again, it's very confusing what happens. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Matnas Shchimera in Simon Reish Nun, Choshe Mishpat. So he starts, Matnas Shchimera, Matnas Mutav Shchimera, Ein Sarech Laknoso, Bishum Echa Medarke Rakna. You don't have to make any kinyan. Why? Shadivri Shchimera, Ksuvim Musrum Dami. It's done, you don't need to actually, you don't need a formal kinyan. Okay, that's step one. Then he says, Shchimera Shakasav Kol Nechasim La'acherim, Shchimera writes all of his Nechasim away, V'lo Shir Klum, and didn't leave anything over. Afo Pisha Kanum Yado, even if they make a Kinyon, Im Amav V'Nisrap Elegamre, and he gets better, Hamatar Nebatela Mimela. The batal goes back. That's B'medvar Mamurim in Tzif Gimel, Bin Nosei Matanav, he's giving a gift. About im hoda al nechasav, like we saw yesterday by Giyura, by Yisra Giyura. If he's moda that the nechasav belong to somebody else, then afilu yamod zayn yochel aspo. Then he doesn't. He can't retract even if he gets better because it's not a gift. He's admitting hodos baldin. So then he says, ein kol hadvar malalu omrim elish bin nosein kol nechasav. That they give all his nechasav away. Below shir klum. Afal im shir klum. If he leaves stuff over, shalom nason. Dino kemat nazbari. Then it's as if he has the same dinim as a healthy person. She'ena niknas el b'kinyan. So that partial is not going to be nikne unless there's a kinyan. Vafilu imes tzarech kinyan. Even if he dies, it wouldn't be valid unless there was a kinyan. Lefichach im amon ena yachal aksvah. Therefore, if he gets better, he can't be choser. All right, and then he talks about how much is the shiur, which is what we left over also. Then he says, "Bamedvar murim simon zayin." He says, "Bamedvar murim." When do we say the matnas shchimera b'miksas is only nikne if there's a kinyan? The im amar eino choser, and if he gets better, he can't be choser. That's kishenasan stam. If he gives it stam, aval. However, im pirish machmas misa, if he makes it explicit that the gift is because of machmas misa, oh, a feel low pirish. Or if he didn't state it explicitly, elishenira mitoch dvarav shu nosi machmas misa. Or we can tell based on his words, as evidence, the court decides based on what he did, that he gave it over because of an imminent fear of death. Kigon shemis onan al misaso, where he's complaining that he's about to die. Uchayotze ba, afilu im yesh bo shiur, even if he leaves stuff over. Niknes be'amira below kinyon. It's nikne with an amira and without a kinyon. Lichesheyamos when he dies. V'im amad, and if he gets better, choser afilu yesh bo kinyon b'miksas. He's choser even if he does a kinyon. So the Shulchan Aruch Pasken is by this distinction about mitzava machmas misa is a different level of the matnas shchivmeira. And what I think based on what the Rashbam says is that when a shchivmeira gives away all of his everything, that rises to the level. That's evidence of mitzvah machmas misa. What? Right. That's mitzvah machmas misa. That's why it won't need a kinyan. And that's why also if he gets better, it goes back to him because it's implicit that was the reason why he had the gift. Okay, stop here. Oh, yeah. Yeah.